We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to read from the book of Exodus. You know what Exodus means? I'll give you a hint. When you go out of a building, sometimes you see a sign over the door. And what does that door sign say?
Exit.
That's right. And so exit and Exodus kind of mean the same thing. What does exit mean?
To leave.
To leave. Okay. Hallie.
So is like Exodus at the end of the Bible?
It's not at the end of the Bible. It's at a time in the Bible when the people are going to leave Egypt. The first book is what?
Genesis.
The next book is?
Exodus.
So it's not near the end, it's near the beginning of the Bible. Do you remember Joseph and his coat of many colors?
Yes.
And all of his family, all of his brothers. His family had gone to Egypt, why?
Because there was a famine in the country they lived.
Okay, and they needed food. And they stayed there for many, many years. Let's look to the book of Exodus to find out more of the story.
Joseph and all his brothers died, but the Israelites were fruitful and multiplied.
Egypt was filled with God's people, the Israelites.
Then a new king came to power in Egypt, and he said to his people,
"The Israelites have become much too numerous for us." So they put slave masters over them and forced them to work.
They were slaves. They worked, but didn't get paid for their work.
The more they were treated badly, the more they grew in numbers.
Then the Pharaoh gave this order to all his people.
Every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live.
Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son.
When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch.
Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him.
Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank.
She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girls to get it.
She opened it and saw the baby.
He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said.
Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter,
"Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?"
"Yes, go," she answered.
And the girl went and got the baby's mother.
Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you."
So the woman took the baby and nursed him.
When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son.
She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
Moses was a leader that God chose to deliver his people from a life of slavery in Egypt. We will see that God was with Moses and the Israelites every step of the way.
When Moses was a baby, God saved him from certain death.
God put him safely in the family of Pharaoh.
God even had Moses' own mother take care of him.
God took a small baby, protected him, and made him strong.
Heading on his promises, living his love, anything is possible with blessings from above. What for the people and live by his power, God can make you strong.
Moses was a simple man, but God gave him a mighty plan. God gave him everything that he His people followed him faithfully, and they watched him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong. Standing on his promises, living his love, anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for his people. And live by his power. God can make you strong.
One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Glancing this way and that and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. And he asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the Pharaoh and went to live in Midian. And during that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard the groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Remember the covenant that God had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? In the book of Genesis, God spoke to Abraham.
"I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you.
I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
I will bless those who bless you.
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you."
God gave this promise to Abraham, and God will never break his promise.
God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go."
That's his promise.
God said, "I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you."
That's his promise.
God said, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters."
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry."
That's his promise.
Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life."
That's his promise.
Jesus said, "I will come back and take you to be where I am."
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Peoples on earth would be blessed through the people of Israel.
That blessing was Jesus.
Jesus came to bless all people on the earth.
For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believes in him will not perish,
but have everlasting life.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend, and he is always here with me. He lives inside my heart, and he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend.
This was just the beginning of the story of Moses.
Next time, we will see how God got Moses' attention.
God had big plans for Moses.
God heard the cries of his people in Egypt.
And with God's help, Moses was the man to come to their rescue.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you heard the cries of the Israelites living in slavery, and you had a plan to save them. You hear our cries, too. We can always cry out to you, and you will always be there. Wherever we go, you are with us. Help us to trust you more, Father. Teach us to obey you. The promise you made with Abraham belongs to us, too. Jesus is the blessing you sent to all the world. Thank you, Father, for saving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Next time, we'll continue our story from the book of Exodus.
Thanks to all our listeners who have contacted us.
We love to get letters and calls from kids of all ages.
Here's our address: Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com. Let's say it again, just in case you missed it the first time.
Our address, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address again is karen@karenandkids.com.
And remember,
God's blessings are there for you.
He hears your cries.
He will save you.
Put your faith in Jesus. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.